Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your evening spank with Julia and Tyler. Ew. Gossip on the go while you're cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do at night. Not that it's any of my business, and not that I really care. You're welcome.
This new Justin Bieber is way better than the first one.
I agree. I like this song a lot. This might be one of my favorites off of his album.
Sorry, we're in the studio, and Justin Bieber's currently playing on B96 right now. Welcome to your evening spank. Today is Tuesday, March the 3rd.
As somebody who wears a wedding ring, did it take you a long time to get adjusted to the feeling of wearing one?
Yes. And in the 12 years that I've been married, I've literally taken it off and walked out of the house once without it. And I had to go back because it felt so weird.
I mean, you eventually get used to it, but I just feel like prior to you getting married, I feel like you'd be one of those men who had a really hard time adjusting to the feeling of wearing one.
It was hard, but back then, though, I was getting hit on more with the wedding ring.
It happens. Yeah, that's a true fact. Yeah. Men get hit on more once they wear a wedding ring.
It's crazy. You conniving women.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Have you ever hooked up with a married guy?
No, but my old roommate did, and it was a journey through time. My God. Bought her some really nice stuff, though, and you know what? He bought some really nice things for our place.
That was nice of him. Nice of the married guy.
Yeah. So the reason I brought up wedding rings is Jessica Biel was spotted without her wedding ring, which has people talking. Now, don't get me wrong. People can take him off for a variety of reasons. You know, if you want to work out, maybe you're getting it cleaned, blah, blah, blah. But this comes as a concern because of the things that happened with Justin Timberlake when he was spotted, as this article calls, rubbing up on
in New Orleans, like a month or two ago.
Yeah, with actress Alicia Wainwright, which they're filming a movie together, so they're spending a crap ton of time together. Very reminiscent of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm.
Let us not forget. Mm.
I'm going to throw this out there. I think it's another publicity stunt. It's out of the page of the Miley Cyrus and the Taylor Swift, where as you lead up to a new song, which you just dropped with SZA the other day, you do a lot of things to get yourself in the news a lot. And all of a sudden, when wedding rings and rubbing up on other actresses, and the same thing, Jessica Biel, it's like her birthday or something, and you threw her a slumber party birthday thing at the same time.
Is she six?
She's like 38.
Why does she need a slumber party birthday?
Who doesn't love a good slumber party? If you were married to Justin Timberlake, you would want a slumber party with that beautiful
specimen. Oh, it's with him? I thought he was like throwing it and like inviting her friends over and buying them pizza like a father.
Doesn't that sound like fun, though?
You know what? I'm being a hater. It does sound like a good time.
You and Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake just hanging out, watching some Love is Blind on Netflix, having some popcorn and some pizza. Sounds like a glorious evening. And since apparently they're not married anymore, you can jump in on Justin Timberlake.
We don't know if they're not married anymore, but this is suspicious. I do think, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I agree that some artists do publicity stunts, but Justin Timberlake has never seemed like a publicity stunt kind of guy to me. And this is like a really low brow thing to do to promote something.
I don't know. He went into the woods. When he came out, he had a few realizations, and one of which is start doing publicity stunts. Maybe.
Good one. I don't know. He's better than that, I think. And she's so quiet and off the radar that I highly doubt that she'd be like, yes, let's agree to people thinking that you are disloyal to me. That sounds terrible. Like, if Josh was a famous singer and he was acting also, just laughing thinking about it. I'm actually doing that.
Your actual real life boyfriend, if he was a famous guy.
Yeah, and he was like doing all these things. He's so multi-talented.
He's on the radio in St. Louis. He's famous in St. Louis.
And he can sing. He used to be the lead singer of a punk band.
Shut up, seriously?
You didn't know that?
No.
Your
can
last
you call
best
and
shot?
Have him sing?
He actually...
Let me guess. It's 5:56 p.m. He's probably napping.
Yeah, dude. He took a nap last night. Sorry. I hadn't heard from him the entire day. I FaceTime him, and of course...
What?
And I'm like, how long have you been asleep? Oh, no. What time is it?
Poor little guy. Just trying to get his beauty sleep.
Oh, my God. I'm like, set alarms when you nap.
Do we think he's really sleeping right now, though?
Yeah, because I texted him about something and he didn't answer.
All right, if he hits you back before the end of this, let's call him.
He's got some stuff on YouTube, I think. Oh, my God. Yeah. He has a song with John Connor and Craig Owens from Chiodos.
With who?
You know, Chiodos.
No.
The old punk band.
No.
They were pretty big. He has a song with John Connor and Craig Owens from Chiodos.
What's it called?
Everything.
Oh, is it a song about you?
No. It's like way before we met.
Can you play a little bit into that speaker? And just get to a Josh part. Let's hear how good
he opens
singer.
It, I think.
Is that him? Dude, how much good Charlotte did that guy listen to?
This is why we're meant to be.
Are we going to get in trouble for playing that copyrighted material?
We might.
Is the major record label going to reach out to us to give us a cease and desist for playing that?
The guy whose song this actually is was under Shady Records.
Seriously?
Yeah, John Connor.
Oh. And then Josh just came out and sang like this. Yeah.
So the point I was trying to make was... If he was like trying to promote something he was doing by trying to get people to think he was cheating on me, I would say, hell no, that's terrible.
I'm not even listening to you. I'm too busy thinking about him being a punk rock singer.
It's your evening spank. Ew.
Best and worst dates for singles.
Okay.
As we just found out, you don't have to worry about that when you're with your punk rock boyfriend. You're in a serious relationship.
That was like 10 years ago.
Wallet Hub compared the 50 states across 29 key indicators of dating friendliness. Let me go to the methodology. Hang on. Highest share of single adults, lowest share, lowest gender balance, highest gender balance, online dating opportunities, things like that. So they go through this whole thing. Number one state, if you're a single, any guesses?
L.A. or New York?
California's number two. New York's number four. You're off to a pretty good start.
Number one? It's the state?
Yeah, states.
Florida?
Florida's number one. Look at you. Wow. You've been seeking this out already, haven't you?
Seeking it out?
You just pegged three of the top four without even me even saying anything.
That was just an educated guess.
Okay.
People are half naked in Florida.
Number three is Texas. Yeah, they are. Five, Pennsylvania. Illinois is number seven.
Do you think Texas is so high because it's the biggest?
Everything is bigger in Texas. But I mean, there's big metropolitan areas, so there's a lot of people running around. Like,
I know, but that's the state with the biggest population, right?
California, I think. Oh, California, right. Texas. Well, it's one and two, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Illinois is number seven. The opportunities rank is number five. Economics rank 45. Shout out to us. And the romance and fun rank is number six.
For my Michigan friends, where do they rank?
Number 10.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Wisconsin up north is number eight. Shout out to Indiana right around the corner. Number 24. If you're looking for dead last, it's the usuals. North Dakota, Arkansas, West Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
New Hampshire passed them up?
New Hampshire coming in at a solid 22 ahead of Indiana.
What?
What do you got against New Hampshire?
Singles?
What did New Hampshire ever do to you?
I always forget it exists. Like, you know, you have at least one or two states that you forget are states.
If you're a long-time listener to this podcast, you realize that for a long period of time, Julia literally thought Hawaii and Alaska
Shut
were out
up.
Over the Pacific Ocean, because every time they would have a map of the 48 states, they would just shove Alaska and Hawaii in the bottom corner because they're separated from the lower 48, and Julia literally thought that's where Alaska and Hawaii were forever.
Okay, great. What states do you forget exist? I forget Delaware exists.
I've only not been to one state.
Which is?
Vermont. So that would be
my... have against it?
I don't know. I just haven't made it there. One of these days, I'm just going to go just to say I've been. But I've been to all the other 49 states.
Lovely.
Yeah. Fun fact. Even the two that you think are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
I've been to one of those, and I didn't even know.
It's your evening spank.
These are repairs that millennials admit they can't do, including millions who can't change a light bulb.
Change a light bulb?
They're saying less than a quarter of millennials say they're good at fixing things around a house, according to a new survey. And millions of millennials say they call for help to hang a picture or change a light bulb. This is the full story. It says it's hard to change a light bulb when you got a lifetime of crippling debt in the way. According to a new survey, less than a quarter of millennials say they're good at fixing things around their house. And millions of millennials say they call for help to hang a picture or change a light bulb. The average millennial says they'll go more than 3 weeks without a light bulb before they get around to fixing it. Some of the other jobs around the house millennials can't or won't do are putting up wallpaper, painting, fixing a loose screw, fixing a heater, or tightening the hinges on a cabinet. But it's not all out of laziness or lack of basic skills. It's also an issue of confidence. 33% say someone else will do a better job at fixing stuff. And it's an issue of time. 14% say they're too busy. This made me feel great about myself because I pretty much have done every single one of those on my own.
You've hung wallpaper?
I will say, no, not wallpaper. I've never had a need to put up wallpaper, but I've painted by myself. I hang pictures by myself.
Who can't change a light bulb? This is the part that I'm getting hung up on. They're comparing a little tasks around the house. They're comparing light bulbs to hanging wallpaper. Two are completely different things.
Right.
Who can't change a light bulb?
I don't know. There's definitely people, I think, that just kind of sit around and wait for it to happen.
Hey, how many millennials does it take to change a light bulb, Julia?
So stupid. But I will say, I assembled window treatments all by myself.
Look at you.
The only thing I needed to call for help on, which I think is understandable, was mounting a TV.
Yeah, but that's not normal. Mounting a TV isn't normal. You got to find, the stud and do all that stuff. I have people come out and do that kind of stuff all the time.
Oh, do you? My dad drove down for that. Not to Illinois, but when I lived in Michigan. Yeah, and also TV is super heavy. But other than that, I do everything myself. When I move, I unpack all my stuff. You get all my shit set up every time I move.
We've got a guy, a handyman that comes out and does stuff for us. And when we hung our TV, it was Best Buy. It wasn't me. I'm not messing around with any of that nonsense. I will change a light bulb. I will do the basic stuff. I've tightened hinges. Great. Other than that, that's it.
But you know what's crazy to me about this survey? I think it should be better than this because now everything is on YouTube. I feel like if YouTube wasn't around, I might not be as good as doing this stuff.
All right, now this is also the Julia that just recently found Skillshare, so she thinks she's good at everything now.
No, and
this isn't,
this
isn't an ad for Skillshare. I'm aware there's other podcasts that have Skillshare as an advertiser.
I'm not going to do one of these things on Skillshare.
But you've heard Skillshare on other podcasts, and you're like, I should check that out. And now Julia has gone through and done a class on literally everything on this planet, so she's good at everything now.
I've done three classes. I'm in the middle of one because it's 3 hours long. But yeah. I don't know. I think that's weird that they can't get it together when there's YouTube. It's literally free.
The first thing that pops up when you type in how to change a light bulb is a tutorial that's 2 minutes and 22 seconds long, and it's got 2.2 million views. That means 2.2 million people have watched a video on YouTube on how to change a light bulb. As a society as a whole, I think we're fucked.
At least people are watching it. I feel like people are scared that they're going to get shocked.
From a light bulb?
You know what I think about it, though, and I do have some really inefficient-ass friends that would, be like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
We're done. We're done as a society. Can't even change a light bulb. Can you change a tire on your car?
No. I haven't tried to learn that, though.
I knew how to do it once, but if I had a problem now in a car, I would just call the AAA, let them come out and take care of it. I'm not going to lie.
Great. Somebody just gave me, hey, you guys.
Poor Julia. If you're on her Twitter at B96Chicago... I don't know who did this, but someone took a picture of you.
Shut up.
Very unflattering from... By the way, you were doing a good thing. You were at the Polar
Plunge.
Yeah,
I'm literally out on a Saturday morning raising money for a good cause. I get turned into an internet pariah because I took a really ugly-ass photo.
What were you doing in this picture? Keep something in mind. This was during Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Illinois. Julia was out there, and someone took a picture of her, and it looks like, I swear to God, you're seeing a ghost. That's what it looks like. And so it ended up
hideous.
On the internet.
I look like Mama June.
So everybody's captioning the pic now. Hey, you're going viral. You're going viral.
This is not the way I wanted it.
Yeah, it is. Good for you. Look at that. That picture. You look scared as hell. At B96 Chicago on Twitter. You can add your own caption.
Do you have anything else?
About your photo caption or this podcast in general?
This podcast episode.
No.
All right. Sorry today's was brief. Yesterday's was long and better. Subscribe, rate, share with your friends.
Paul Rudd or Justin Timberlake? Night of Sweet, Sweet Passion and Love.
Paul Rudd.
Seriously, over Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Oh. I think you're lying. I think we should.
Well, JT's funny.
Yeah.
Too.
Welcome to Homelessville. Yeah. Dude, what if Josh dressed up like Justin Timberlake and then sang the Welcome to Homelessville in his punk rock voice?
Josh does a really good Gone in This, I Promise You. Like, he is so passionate about whatever album of NSYNC sets off of.
Mm. Glad we accomplished something today.
Nah, today was slow.
Binky's Corner. Rate, review, subscribe. And don't forget your disposable grocery bags, you wasteful whore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.